If you're going out with friends tonight or some night soon, pardon me, or if you're planning a little get-together over at your house, right now is a mighty good time for you to check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets. You may have the best intentions in the world to be sensible about how much you eat and drink and the hours you keep, but how easy it is to forget them. Well, when you do, you want to be prepared for fast relief for the headaches and the stomach upsets which sometimes follow. So, check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets now. And if it's running low, get a 30 or 60-cent size package from your druggist right away. Remember, it's far better safe than sorry. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. It looks as though the Pine Ridge Grammar School is quite likely to have Llewellyn Snavely Gray for its teacher, in spite of the effort of the school board's new president, L. Edwards, to prevent it. The board met late last night to vote on Mousie's application, and as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, anxiously waiting to hear the results of that meeting. He hasn't long to wait because Lum is just now entering the store.
Listen. Yeah. Morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
You feeling as good as you want to this morning?
Oh, I reckon so.
How'd your school board meeting come out last night?
Oh, I don't know. Good minds to resign.
Resign?
Yeah. Let me sit down here.
Watch your cat.
Oh, get out of there, Geraldine.
Oh, you might not have got her that time.
And he's on war to a frazzle.
Well?
War to a frazzle.
Well, do you mean he's sure going to resign after you work so hard to get yourself elected president, Mom?
Well, I can't get no cooperations from the board.
Oh.
Looks like they're against me all the time. Might just as well not be president.
You mean because they voted to hire Mousie Gray for teacher this year?
They never hired Mousie.
They never?
No, sir.
Well, I thought he was the only one there was to vote on.
He was, but it turned out he didn't have a teaching certificate after all. What he had was a birth certificate.
Birth certificate? Well, do you have to have a certificate for that now?
I reckon so.
Well, you ought to be glad now that Mousie ain't going to be the teacher long.
Yeah, I am glad about that. But now they got an idea that's just as bad.
Uh-huh.
Ezra says he knows of a man teacher at Hot Springs he thinks we can get.
Man, huh?
Yeah, he sent him a telegram last night and told him to wire back today so we can vote on him tonight.
Oh, you're going to hold another meeting tonight, huh?
Yeah, we have to. School's supposed to open next week.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what's wrong with Ezra's idea?
Well, we don't want no man teacher.
We don't, huh?
Of course not. Men don't make no good teachers.
Well, the other day you was aiming on taking the job yourself, Lon.
Huh. Oh, well, that's different, yeah.
What's different about it?
Abner, don't ask them any silly questions. Can't you see I'm all upset in
here? I know. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Never aim.
I can see right through Ezra's little scheme, all right.
He can, huh?
Well, last year when he was president of the board, we had Miss Fredericks for teacher.
Yeah.
And he got to see her all the time. But now that I'm president, he wants a man teacher. I think I'll resign myself.
Well, how do the other board members feel about it, Lon?
Oh, they're for it, too.
Yeah, huh?
Well, Uncle Henry will say yes to anything Ezra suggests, whether he knows what it is or not.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sister Simpson's awful anxious to have a man teacher.
Oh, natural. Yeah, sure.
She'll set her cap for him.
Oh, yeah. She'll be sparking at him.
Get out a pencil and paper for me, Abner. Going to write out my resignation right now.
Well, now, are you sure you want to do this, Lon?
Of course I do. I've made up my mind now. No use me trying to battle again them narrow-minded bunch of ignoramuses. Hurry up. Get some paper there.
Well, all right. I still think you ought to think this over for a while.
I've done thought it over. They want to ruin our school and keep our young'un from being learned anything. Let them go ahead and do it. Done all I could.
Will this paper here be all right? It's blank on one side.
No. Get a piece that's blank on both sides. I want to do this upright.
Well, here's one. Got a little stuff on it there.
Oh, that's a grocery order. Don't
use that. Well, I can rub it out there.
Well, we got to put up that order, though.
Oh, all right. I'll find another piece here.
What's the matter, Tasha?
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah.
Let's see. Sit down and start writing. I'll dictate it to you.
Want me to do the writing?
Yeah.
All right.
To the members of the school board who it may concern.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Nearly all the importance papers start out that way, though.
No.
Do you got that down?
Just about. School board who it may concern. Yeah.
I, L. Edwards, hereby and herewith submit my resignation as president.
Not so fast. I can't write that.
Well, hurry up. Granny, this will show them flat-headed, short-sighted varmints what I think of them. Do you got that down yet?
Just about. I hereby and herewith submit my resignation as a flat-headed varmint.
No, no, wait a minute. Uh-huh. That's supposed to be... Uh-oh, here comes Cedric. Put it up.
Uh-oh.
Wonderful world.
Well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
We're awful busy right now, Cedric.
Well, I just come over to give you this letter, Mr. Lum.
What is it? Something from Mousie again?
No, Mom, this is from Mr. Ezra Seastrunk.
Ezra?
Yes, Mom. And he wanted me to ask you, Mr. Lum, if you could go to the county seat Monday and meet the new teacher.
Oh, he wants me to do that, huh?
Yes, Mom. He said if you couldn't make it, well, he'd do it himself.
Well, you just go back and tell Ezra that he can go and meet all the teachers he wants to. Because I ain't going to have nothing to do with it.
Yes, Mom.
Tell him he can go clean to Africa and meet them if he wants to.
Yes, Mom, I'll tell him.
Wait a minute, though. I'll give you something to take back to him. Have you got that resignation wrote up yet, Emily?
Well, no, you ain't told me what else to write down here.
Here, I'd better do it.
Yeah, take it, do it.
You never would make a stenographer, I can see that.
I ain't trying to. I don't want to be one of them.
Give me the paper.
All right, there, take it. Don't be so fidgety.
Yes,
it's such a disposition.
Is it so about Mr. Mousie ain't going to be the teacher this year after all?
No, he ain't, Cedric. Never had the right kind of a certificate.
Doggone it anyway. Looks like I never will get past the third grade.
Well, I believe you're more used to it there anyway, Cedric. You've been in that room so long. Man.
Well, I want to get out of there, though.
Yeah.
Reckon if I went to college for a while and learned some stuff there, then do you reckon I could come back to Pine Ridge and graduate from the third grade, all right?
I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good idea, though, Cedric.
How do you spell nincompoop?
N-I-N-K-U. I don't believe I'm sure how that's spelled, huh?
Well, I'll change it to something else. Idiot.
You about through with it?
Just about.
I still think you oughtn't to do it, Lon.
Mr. Abner, what do you think would be a good college for me to go to?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric. I don't know them colleges. I've heard of some of them. Vassar, I've heard of.
That sounds pretty good.
Harvard's a good college, I think.
Harvard?
Yeah, Squire Skimp claims he went there once.
Well, whereabouts is that located at?
I don't know. I reckon it's in Missouri there somewhere. That's where Squire used to live.
Let's see, where's that other net, that Vassar business?
I don't know, Cedric. Don't know where it is. I just hear Little Pearl talking about it the other night.
Here, this is finished. Here, Cedric, you take this and give it to Ezra.
Yes, Mom.
With my compliments.
Mom?
Well, just skip that. Just hand it to him and tell him to go and meet the teacher himself.
Yes, Mom, I'll tell him. I'll go right now.
Yeah, well, so long, Cedric.
So long, Mr. Abner. I'll stop in and say goodbye before I leave for Harvard.
Yeah, do that, Cedric.
Harvard? What's he talking about?
Oh, he might go there and try to learn enough to help him come back here and pass the third reader.
For goodness sakes, he can't do that.
He can't, huh? Ain't Harvard a good enough school to learn him at?
No, it ain't that, but you can't go to college till after you graduated from high school.
Oh, well, that's right, yeah.
And from the way the Pine Ridge school system's falling to pieces, I doubt if any of our young'uns will ever learn enough to graduate from high school. Or third grade, neither one.
Huh?
Just twixt me and you, Abner, I'm glad I'm out of this thing now.
Yeah, huh?
You bet I am. Never wanted to be president in the first place.
Well, what'd you make all them speeches about yourself for then, Lon? Cast all them favors at yourself.
Well, I was just doing that for the good of the community.
Good of the community?
Of course I was.
You mean it was good for us to get you elected president of the board?
Why, sure it was.
Well, I never knowed that.
Well, I stand on my record as when I was president before.
Yeah, you was president, all right.
Done some mighty nice things for the school. Got some new racers, new blackboards, patched up the roof,
yeah.
Fixed them front steps.
Mom, you never fixed them steps now.
Well, I had it done. Well, I was president at the time it was fixed.
Yeah. You was president. You was president for 8 years, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good record, I guess.
Guess they don't appreciate what I'm trying to do for them.
No.
Sacrifice on my part. I was willing to give my time and talents to see that our young'uns got a good schooling. But I can see now that my efforts weren't appreciated. I'm glad I'm out of it. Man, teacher. Never heard anything like that before.
Well, what was that letter that Ezra sent over, Lon?
Oh, it was just that teacher's application.
Oh?
Never bothered to read it. I reckon I ought to send it back to Ezra.
Yeah, well, let's read it, Lon. He might be a good teacher for us, after all.
How could he be? Takes a woman to learn, young man.
Well, let me take a look at that. I'm sort of curious to see what kind of a feller we're going to have this year.
Don't bother. He won't last long. I can tell you that right now. I'll find some way to get him out of there.
Well, I do know. Says here that he's got greenish-blue eyes and auburn hair, Lon.
I hate and despise auburn hair.
And he taught school in Oklahoma and Kansas.
Red-headed teacher. Who cares? I ain't got nothing to do with it no longer.
But here's a note from Ezra. Did you read that, Lon?
No, and what's more, I don't want to read it.
Says, Dear Lon, I received this application this morning, and it looks pretty good to me. Squire Skimp was in my office this morning, and he looked it over, and he agrees with me.
Well, that's nice of them fellers, grinning with their tails behind my back.
I think we should vote for this application at the meeting tonight, inasmuch as I wasn't able to get the man I mentioned last night.
Huh? What's that? He wasn't able to get the man.
I am sure that Marion Salone will make us a good teacher.
Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Abner, run out and catch Cedric before he gets over to Esri's. Get that resignation away from him.
Well, ain't you going to resign after all, huh?
Of course not.
Huh?
When L. Edwards elected to office, he always does his duty no matter how painful it is. They elected me president, and I'll do the job for him if he kills me.
Huh?
Hurry up, Abner.
Well, all right, all right.
Granny's auburn hair.
The Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, now offer two vitamin products. Their names are one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets and one-a-day vitamin B complex tablets. Well, right now, let's consider the vitamins of the latter group, the vitamins of the B complex. 333 units of B1, 2,000 micrograms of B2, 10 milligrams of nicotine amide, 250 micrograms of B6. Does all this mean anything to you? Well, chances are it does not unless you're a doctor or a druggist. Yet these figures are mighty important to every one of you listeners because they represent your minimum daily requirements of the B-complex vitamins, whose requirements have been established, together with suggested amounts of other important B vitamins. Now, since you can't be expected to remember these figures when you go to your drugstore to buy B-complex vitamins, we suggest that you shop for them this easy, sure way. Just ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. That's the name one-a-day. That way you can be sure of what you get. Because each one-a-day B-complex tablet is of guaranteed potency. So play safe, and remember, an easy, convenient, economical way to be sure you get them is to ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets and take one tablet every day. Remember, the brand with that big one on the package is the one to buy. One-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets at all drugstores.